Joining me on the phone is a singer-songwriter who is a veteran of one of those incredible, cool destinations in the world, David Newland. He's a veteran of Arctic adventures, from the wreck of Erebus to the calving of the icebergs to the resurgence of Inuit culture. David has witnessed the enduring power of the North. Welcome to the show, David.
Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, well, I am intrigued. One of those untouched places, but one of those places that still has small pockets of human life. It's known for jagged mountains, icebergs, ice caps. Can you tell us a little bit? Give us a taste of some of these adventures.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, I've had the chance to travel to the Arctic in a very modern way, and a lot of people don't realize, but the Arctic is a tourist destination, and expedition cruise vessels go back and forth in and out of the Northwest Passage every summer. There are small numbers of them, but there are companies doing it, and I worked with a company called Adventure Canada as an expedition host and a Zodiac driver and a musician on board the ships. And I worked with the company throughout the year and then did multiple trips every summer into the Canadian Arctic and Greenland, and especially focusing on the famous Northwest Passage. So I really had an opportunity to see the great Arctic kind of sights that you've talked about from a very particular and frankly very comfortable vantage point. But I learned a lot, and the biggest thing, and you mentioned it, was connections with Inuit culture and really coming to understand that the Arctic is not just this sort of vast wasteland that's kind of out of sight, out of mind for Canadians, but that it's a really vital, really peopled place. And the people of the place are really fantastic. And I got thinking a lot about Canadian identity and the way we tend to wrap ourselves around the idea of North. And there I was in a place that was so far north that most of us haven't even considered what it's really like there. And I was learning about that from the people and from the Inuit artists and fellow expedition staff that I collaborated with. So I wound up putting together a show, a traveling show. It became an album. I was supported by the Ontario Arts Council, and I worked with Inuit artists kind of from moment one and right down to the liner notes of the record, Northbound, and toured it all over with a band and with two Inuit throat singers who are good friends and collaborators of mine. And I was...
Did you encounter throat singing when you were in some of these small isolated towns? I know there's a town in Greenland called Itukaturmit, which has about 450 residents, and people still hunt and fish. They go on dog sledding trips there. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those encounters you had with traditional Inuit culture?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about traditional Inuit culture is that it's also contemporary Inuit culture. And so, you know, one thing that we face is people come on board the ship and they may be looking for folks who are living in an igloo. And it's not like that. I mean, Inuit have had a very radical and very rapid cultural transformation. So 50 years ago, most Inuit lived in Canada, lived as kind of mobile hunter-gatherers. And today, most Inuit, almost all Inuit, live in communities. And that's a big cultural shift. But there still is a lot of hunting. There still is a lot of fishing. Country food, you know, the traditional fare from the land and the ocean is still what a lot of people live on as much as possible. It's just harder and harder to get it because you're not following the animals as they go. You're going out from a community maybe 300 or 400 miles by skidoo or by boat, that type of thing. So what you see is that traditional Inuit culture and contemporary North American culture are in a really, really dynamic blend. And some things are really falling off and other things are really resurgent. So throat singing, as you mentioned, is resurgent. It was nearly destroyed. You know, the churches had really done a lot to try to root out drum dancing and throat singing and that, and traditional tattoos. Well, those things are coming back. They're coming back really strongly and really passionately, enabled by modern technologies, because people can connect with one another over the internet and share songs that way and And people are also mobile. Many of the Inuit artists that I worked with have traveled all over the world with their music and their cultural traditions. So it's dynamic, you know. There's a
now, you mentioned animals. You mentioned animals, and I'm very curious. One thinks of blue whales, Arctic hares, some of these majestic animals. What's the closest you've been able to encounter, say, a polar bear in their natural environment on one of these cruises?
You know what? I was the closest I ever got to a polar bear. A friend and I were scouting a landing site on the east coast of Greenland, which is a place I've only been once. And the area we were going was not known for polar bears whatsoever. And we were scouting a landing, and suddenly we saw something swimming in the water, like right ahead of our Zodiac. And lo and behold, it was a mother polar bear and two cubs.
Wow. With two cubs. Beautiful.
Yeah, truly amazing. I only regret it. We were not able to share that sighting with the passengers. There was just no way to get people, into the boats and able to see them without freaking out the bear. But that's for sure the closest one. But you know, I've also had like off the coast of Baffin Island. You know, we've seen bowhead whales, for example, which are absolutely massive, really, really close.
And, oh, those are gigantic. Yeah.
Yeah, and in the Ilulissat, Greenland, where the icebergs, one of the main iceberg calving regions of the world, I've had a humpback whale, a baby humpback whale, just spy hop right next to my boat. Like, just suddenly there was this whale looking at me kind of out of nowhere. And you know, there are some really kind of intimate encounters you can have, and then other times, you know, you're standing on the deck looking through your binoculars for a little speck the size of a piece of rice on the landscape, and it's like, oh, that's the bear.
Right. Humpback whales, and they can be up to 16 meters. Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to be sharing some of these stories and your reflections and some of this time you've spent in the Arctic in an upcoming concert. That's Thursday, August 11th, Grey Roots Museum and Archives. They're located just south of Owen Sound. You can get information at grayroots.com. That's Thursday, August 18th. Doors open 6:30. Show begins 7:30. Tell us a little bit about this concert entitled Arctic Reflections.
Yeah, the concert stems from the songs that I created. I created a body of work based on my emotional responses to learning about the Arctic in this spectacular way. And what I did is I kind of updated my ideas. I went around thinking I was a northerner because I was from Parry Sound, barely above the 45th parallel, and here I was in a really northern place, considering Canada's relationship with the North, considering the relationships that we actually are bound to with Inuit through the Nunavut land claim. These are the northern people, and our northern identity comes by way of that relationship, if at all. And so I wrote songs. I wrote songs about the Franklin expedition because I had visited the wreck and the graves. I wrote songs about how it feels to be zodiacing among the calving iceberg. I wrote songs about coming into Arctic communities and having those amazing exchanges. I wrote songs about being brought into a community square dance. All the passengers and all the locals and the fiddle and the accordion and just the sense of embrace. And ultimately, it's a show that's centered on the stories and the songs that reflect those experiences that I personally had and that I felt compelled to share with everyone.
Thank you, David. I've been speaking on the phone with David Newland, singer-songwriter veteran of Arctic Adventures. He has got an upcoming concert called Arctic Reflections at Grey Roots Museum, just south of Owen Sound. He'll be sharing his reflections, his story, and he's calling upon Canadians to embrace their northern identity by respecting First Peoples and the land. It's sure to be an incredible occasion. Get your tickets at grayroots.com. They're available online. The concert starts Thursday, August 18th. Grey Roots Museum. Thank you, David. It's a pleasure.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. You have a great afternoon. Talk soon.